Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 33, Rustenburg 34 en Johannesburg 32.
Op die paaie in Bedford View is die verkeer stadig op die N3 Suid op pad na Van Buren en dan kan jy ook baie stadige verkeer verwag in Tembisa, daar's padwerke en 'n ongelukstoneel op die R21 Suid net na die Olifantsfontein weg afrit.
In your sporting headlines, Rossing 92 director of rugby Stuart Lancaster says that Siya Kolisi changed the plan, and Pep Guardiola says that he's happy that Manchester City's hearing are finally set to start.
In Kempton Park, Gauteng, het Transnet en die polisiediens vandag 'n ooreenkoms onderteken om vandalisme en diefstal van die land se spoorweginfrastruktuur stop te sit. Die nasionale polisiekommissaris van die Masemola sê die polisie gaan pogings in die verband verskerp.
There will be a pushback, but be prepared to fight it so that we get our railway back on track.
Die Bella wetsontwerp is intussen vandag in Pretoria onderteken. Die DA staan het echter teen sekere dele van hierdie wetgewing en daarom was die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Gwagube, nêrens te sien nie. Die politieke ontleder, Gudinaf Mashego, sê sy het die reg om so te maak, maar hy waarsku ook dat die DA meer maniere moet vind om Suid-Afrikaners in te lig oor hulle besluitnemingsprosesse.
At the end of the day, most people are not sympathetic to the DA's position because they don't know what is wrong with the Bella Bill as it stands now. So the DA must go out there and really embark on an educational drive.
En verskeie staatsinstellings het aangesluit by diegene wat die lewe van die politieke veteraan Pravin Gordhan vier. Hy is vanoggend dood en Anastasie Mokgobo het 'n samevatting hiervan.
In a statement released this morning, SARS Commissioner Edward Kiswetter praised Gordhan for championing policies and reforms that strengthened the institution. Interim SAA CEO Prof. John Lamola also commended Gordhan, highlighting his unwavering commitment to South African Airways during his time as both Minister of Finance and later Minister of Public Enterprise. Meanwhile, Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena acknowledged Gordhan's pivotal role in the power utilities transformation, noting his efforts in driving critical reforms that laid the foundation for Eskom's future.
Strategic guidance and unwavering support were essential to the current board's effort to restore Eskom's performance.
Anastasie Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En 'n warm naweek wag op Suid-Afrika. Pretoria 17:33, Johannesburg 14:32 en Mbombela 14:33, Skukuza 14:39, Polokwane 12:34, Messina 17:39, Rustenburg 15:34, maar Mahikeng bereik ook 'n maksimum van 34, die minimum 17. Ek is Marlene Forshea, our top story this hour. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola says police will intensify the fight against infrastructure vandalism and theft at Transnet.
Baie dankie Marlene, 'n warme naweek wat voorlê oor groot gedeeltes van ons Jacaranda FM area. Maar nie warmer as wat nou in die ateljee gegaan wees nie.
Is jy reg?
Ek is so reg, Rob, is jy reg?
Oh, Friday afternoon on the drive with Rob and Roz, we break the DJ decks out, and you know what I haven't heard in absolute ages?
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you like I should.